Well, hello and welcome to you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here on Sundays every week at 10:30 a.m. And I ask that you invite your family, friends, and associates to join you and listen in to the Faith Walk Show again on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to grow your faith. Very important. Learn how to transform your life into a faith walk with the Lord. Learn how to develop it for the first time or develop stronger faith. And I say develop it because the Word of God tells us in Romans 12:3 that God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So there you are. You have it. We have all been given a portion of faith. It's not a ceremony or you get some spiritual awakening. No, faith was given to all of us to succeed and navigate through life. So tune in next week, same time. That is the Faith Walk Show at 10:30 a.m. right here and learn how to transform your life into a faith walk with the Lord. Again, Romans 12:3 tells us that God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So you have it. You just have to grow in it. And how do you grow in your faith? By trusting and believing in the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. Another book of the Bible, James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, also explains my thoughts here. Before I get started, I just want to read some scriptures to you. I know it's a lot of scriptures this morning, but I want to give it to you so you have it, so it can sink into your mind and your heart in hopes that it keeps you spiritually connected to all things God. Now, James 1, verses 22 through 25 reads, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." Folks, I have to concentrate on one word, but a doer of the work, W-O-R-K. You have to read the word and then do the work, which means to live the scriptures. The word of God is not about quoting scriptures, remembering books of the Bible to sound good and appear to be very knowledgeable, although that's very good, but to quote the scriptures and live the word to be good. So moving on, after reading these scriptures, I hope you know by now how to be a doer of the word, how to work the will of God. And I know, as I said, I talk about living the word on this show a lot, but folks, being a doer of the word helps you to stand on your faith. And when you stand on your faith, you tend to live and enjoy your life experiences without allowing all the drama to overtake you. Because what's essential to doing the work, living the word, is staying in the God spirit of things. So by avoiding the drama that ultimately causes traumatic situations to occur, and as a result of that, can keep you in a negative state in your mind. You can always count on that. You get my point this morning? Again, I pray these scriptures are ministering to your heart today and will help you out in a way to know that when you do the word, live the word will work for you. So my prayers are for all that are listening this morning that are going through something that is causing them to suffer emotionally, mentally, or physically, that you find some comfort in knowing that life is a process. And the best thing that you can do for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you come in contact with is try to have enjoyable experiences along the way, because as I said, it's always going to be something, and you don't want to look 10, 15 years from now and think, gee, I overcame everything. I'm 60, 70, 80 now. What was I thinking when I allowed fear to overtake me? What was I thinking when I was walking in unforgiveness? What was I thinking when I didn't have joy and I didn't have peace? I'm here. I'm still here. So my point, folks, is do what's pleasing to God, do the work, work His plan, and enjoy your life experiences. It's always going to be something. Learn how to enjoy as you stand on your faith, first of all, and enjoy your life experiences, because you will never be able to come back to this very moment again. You may never be able to come back to when your grandchild was born, or your child was born, the day of your wedding, or the day you gave your life to Christ, or the day you helped save someone, or the day you led someone to the Lord, or the day you got a new job, or the day you bought your new home, or the day you bought your first car. In other words, life is a process, and it makes up your own personal experiences. Because at the end of the day, when we get 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, whatever the case may be, whenever the Lord calls us home, years from now, we won't look back and regret not living in peace. Make sense? I got sidetracked just a bit here. Let me get back on track. For those who may be listening in for the first time, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. Or if you are a returning listener, thank you for joining me again. Here on the Faith Walk Show, my core message is to teach people right where they are. I am not trying to judge you. I am not trying to impose my views on you. I am simply ministering the Word of God as the Lord lays it on my heart to do. So whether you are sad, mad, angry, happy, fearful, depressed, feeling powerful, confused about something, no matter what, I pray that God will give you the right words to say to everyone you come in contact with. So folks, you want to remain powerful so that you can look back years from now and remember all those ups and downs as a way of life lessons. You were able to learn and overcome them and still be happy that you learned and moved on to learning and overcoming other things and situations. Since we're living and breathing, we might as well be happy doing it, right? So yes, my approach on the subject of faith involves many levels of faith, as you can tell. And again, I don't always like to talk about faith in a way that gives you materialistic things if you name it and claim it, or a pathway to getting God to work your own individual life plan. As I just mentioned, for all the reasons, faith helps you be a doer of the word and live the word. So before I move on, let me give you the dictionary definition of faith. The dictionary definition of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something, or strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So here is your proof that faith works. Are you ready? Here it is. Faith works because God is real to those who trust and believe in His word. That's it. Faith is real to those who trust and believe in His word. Yes, God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and your faith is real because you make it real. You embrace love. You embrace understanding that without faith, you can't please God. So to not have faith as a believer, folks, for whatever you are hoping for would be, in a biblical sense, living outside the God truth, because hope will open up your faith, and this is pleasing to God. So moving on to the main message in scripture here, also, this will bring me to the title of the message today, and everything I said before this moment will all sink in. So the title of the message today is God Pleased With You? That's a fair question, right? So scripture of the day comes from the book of Hebrews 11:6. Again, the title of the message is a question, is God pleased with you? And Hebrews 11:6, I want to share with you right now and go over these scriptures. That is Hebrews 11:6, and it states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So again, I ask, is God pleased with you today? Are you using your faith to please Him? Are you sharing His word with others, even when your own hopes and dreams are in limbo, so to speak? Even when things don't look so promising, even if you lose your job, when you fall into financial debt, when others turn their back on you, are you using your faith in those uncertain moments to still please God? The inspiration behind the message title and message points today is one thing only. You want to hear it? It's called Keeping Up With The Faith. And keeping means protection, guardianship, observance. Are you observing and attentive or watchful of your surroundings to ensure? Negative people, negative conversations, negative reactions are free and clear in your walk with the Lord. Again, scripture of the day, Hebrews 11:6 states, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So let me give a few points on these scriptures before I take a break here. So first point here, folks, if you don't have faith, it is safe to say you are not pleasing God, right? Which brings me to my second point. When you come to God for anything, when you fall on your knees, when you talk to God in your quiet time, you must believe that he is. And the he is part means everything created in heaven and on earth, including all that we know life to be and mean. So yes, the first and foremost, folks, you must believe that he is. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And at the very least, can absolutely reward you with the desires of your heart if he so chooses to. You got it? Again, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And the last point before the break, are you diligently seeking him? And diligently means if you are tireless, preserving and doing things with great care, then you do things diligently. So real quickly before I break here, again, without faith, it is impossible, folks, to please him. For he who comes to God, when you come to God, when you fall on your knees and say, Lord, 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 please hear my cry. Lord, please answer my prayer. Lord, you told me you'd do this, and then this happened. Again, for he who comes to God must believe. So before you fall down on your knees, you have to believe that anything you're asking for is absolutely possible. So you're not begging. You're not praying out of fear. You understand that it is absolutely possible for your prayer to be answered. Again, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So don't make pleasing God impossible, folks. Don't make trusting and believing in God only when things are going wrong. And please, please, folks, remember to receive those God rewards. You have to diligently seek him. And again, diligently means thoroughly, attentively, carefully, persistently. You got it? Persistent and pleasing him no matter what is going on around you. Again, I have to take a break and introduce our sponsor here. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is the number one website and multimedia company in Southern California. Check them out at gfdmwebdesign.com. That's gfdmwebdesign.com. Here's a little bit more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing. When I come back, I am going to continue on with these scriptures, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Is God Pleased With You? Just want to take a few minutes to give you a little background on the Faith Walk Radio Show. And the Faith Walk Radio Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome fear, depression, and anxiety using your faith in God as a foundation. So in saying that, I want you to know I look forward to sharing with you every week. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear from you. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story to share with the world so that others will know where there is a will, God can make a way. So to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, feel free to email me, Susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan@faithwalkradio.com. And guess what? I will select one Faith Walk story a month to share with the world right here on this show, the last Sunday of every month, and share with the world your Faith Walk inspirational story so that others can hear and know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today. Title of the message is God Pleased With You. And that is the question of the day.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and this show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will tune back in next week and listen and learn how to grow your faith. Yes, in case you didn't know, you do have faith, folks. You just have to learn how to grow it, and the way you learn how to grow your faith is by hearing the Word of God. And Romans 10:17 tells us the following. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Today I am teaching on the how and why your faith pleases God. Main scripture of the day comes from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and it states, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So folks, the how and why your faith pleases God is this. How you please God is to have faith. Faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And in short, faith in His every word to be true. Also, the why faith pleases God is this. Because when you have faith, it pleases God because God loves you so much that He is pleased when you make the decision to serve Him. By putting Him first in all that you do is called faith. And in saying that, folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. What pleases you and what pleases God are two different things, much, much too different and worlds apart in a spiritual sense. So going forward, from this very moment, try to look at pleasing God as a pathway to heaven, a road that takes your soul to the front doors of heaven, a road that leads you on a journey to being different from the status quo to a one-way ticket of a life that leads you on an enjoyable journey as you learn to be right, to consistently live right. And last, you have given almost everything else a chance to evolve in your life. Why not give the Word of God a chance to grow in your heart? Now that would truly please God. Folks, I want to play a song that I personally recorded to encourage you along your faith walk with the Lord. Title of the song is our theme song of this show called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back to conclude today's message.
I need your help to get me through the day.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
We all need a faith walk. Yes, yes, yes. Every day of our life, we need a faith walk that can take us to heaven's doors. Folks, I have had a wonderful time ministering the Word of God in these scriptures with you today. I hope you take something away from here that will encourage you throughout your week to know that when you work your faith will work for you. As always, one last thought. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.